We start tonight with a story. And this is the story of Peter and the Wolf. In this story, each character in the tale is going to be represented by a different instrument of the orchestra, so you will be able to follow along. For example, the bird in the story is played by the flute. The story also has a duck, and who's going to play the duck? Only possibility is the oboe. We'll see what I mean. A duck, great. There's a cat as well, and who can play the cat? This is Perfect Cat, played by a clarinet. Let's see, there's Grandfather. Grandfather would have to be played by a bassoon. Peter and the Wolf, so we also have a wolf, and the wolf, the scary, scary wolf, is played by the French horns. We also have some hunters in this story, hunters with guns, and when they shoot their guns, it's the timpani. He's not holding it up, he says. So that's the wolf, and all that's left is Peter. Peter's a young boy, and he's special. He gets his own theme, and his theme is played by all the string instruments. Into the big green meadow. Tree sat a little bird, Peter's friend. All is quiet, chirped the bird. Thank you. Just then, a duck came waddling round. She was glad that Peter had not closed the gate and decided to take a nice swim in the deep pond in the meadow. Duck swimming in the pond, the little bird hopping along the shore. Suddenly, something caught Peter's attention. He noticed a cat crawling through the grass. The cat thought, the bird is busy arguing. I'll just grab him. Stealthily, she crept towards him on her velvet paws. Look out, shouted Peter, and the bird immediately flew up into a tree. Just then, Grandfather came out. He was angry because Peter had gone into the meadow. It is a dangerous place if a wolf should come out of the forest. But then, what would you do? him, but we're not afraid of wolves. Peter by the hand, locked the gate, and led him The duck quacked, and in her excitement, jumped out of the pond. But no matter how hard the duck tried to run, she couldn't escape the wolf. He was getting nearer, nearer. He was catching up with her. And then he got her, and with one gulp, swallowed her. Now, this is how things stood. The cat was sitting on one branch. The bird on another. too close to the cat. And the wolf walked round and round the tree, looking up at them with greedy eyes. In the meantime, Peter, without the slightest fear, stood behind the closed gate, watching all that was going on. He ran home, got a strong rope, and climbed up the stone wall. Branches of the tree around which the wolf was walking stretched out over the wall. Grabbing hold of the branch, Peter lightly climbed over onto the tree. Peter said to the bird, "Fly down, circle around the wolf's head, only take care he doesn't catch you." Bird almost touched the wolf's head with his wings, while the wolf snapped angrily at him from this side and that. Did worry the wolf how he wanted to catch him, but the bird was cleverer and the wolf simply couldn't do anything about it. Meanwhile, Peter made a lasso and carefully letting it down. Caught the wolf by the tail and pulled with all his might. Feeling himself caught, the wolf began to jump wildly, trying to get loose.
Thank you.
hunters came out of the woods. Following the wolf's trail and shooting as they went. Sitting in the tree said, "Don't shoot! Birdie and I have caught the wolf. Now, help us take him to the zoo." Triumphant procession.
Thank you.
Grandfather tossed his head discontentedly. Well, if Peter hadn't caught the wolf, what then? Carefully, I could hear the duck quacking inside the wolf because the wolf, in his hurry, had swallowed her alive.